One Sunday,
two assessmen came. And my mother was lying there, and I just stood in the door. I was afraid even to go to say goodbye, because they would kill me and her together.
And suddenly, out of nowhere, police SS came with the back of their rifles hitting everybody, and I knew that that is the end of the people which are standing on the yard. In this execution, I lost my mother, I lost my sister Nahame, I lost my auntie.
Could smell these people being burned all the time. You smelled this. It was a little bit like, you know, when people used to boil glue. It was the bones that smelled like glue.
Those are just a few voices that bore witness to one of humanity's darkest hours, the Holocaust of World War II. Adolf Hitler's final solution saw over 6 million Jewish people murdered. Here at the Prior Perskliff College in Gisborough, two students have put on a special exhibition about their trip to Auschwitz last November.
Hi, my name's Killian and I'm a student at Prior Perskliff College. I'm a second year.
Hi, I'm Lana Metcalf and I'm also a student at Prior Perskliff College.
It struck us when we went on the trip that we didn't actually know a lot about it. I actually applied to go to Auschwitz because when I heard the name Auschwitz, I didn't actually know what it meant or where it was.
In general, a lot of my friends don't know anything about Holocaust Memorial Day. I was speaking to someone who said, Holocaust Memorial Day, what's that? People saying that just makes me want to spread the message more.
And therein lies the key to Holocaust Memorial Day. Yes, it's a day of reflection, but it's also a day of education. Teacher Kim Lambert helped Killen and Lorna organise their exhibition.
I'm just so proud of what they've put together. It looks like a professional exhibition. Events like this help to keep it in public consciousness, and there is very much a fear that as time goes on and there are fewer and fewer survivors, that it is fading from memory.
For Killen and Lorna, they both agree that they've been profoundly touched by their experiences.
Putting on this exhibition and learning about the Holocaust has really just made me personally want to do a lot more. And the more I find out about it, the more I just want to make sure that more people know about this.
I think personally it's become a huge event in my life. We've spent basically since we got back from Auschwitz on the 7th of November planning for our day. It's become such a big thing that I want to build on and I want to take on to the rest of my life. And it's something that I never will forget.
The photos and poems here in front of me are not the only examples of when mankind has subjected itself to the cold-blooded and methodical murdering of other human beings. The genocides that have taken place in Cambodia, Bosnia and Rwanda in recent decades are proof, if any were needed, that Holocaust Memorial Day is simply not a history lesson.
One day we're standing, and no Germans came. And then we found out that all the Germans had gone. A couple of days or so later, the British came. But I was so weak, I couldn't even go to greet them. Most of us couldn't go to greet them because we were so weak and tired. I was so pleased I could just lie down and sleep.